time to look at. Call the Rules Committee to order. Senator Lassen, Senator Kelly, Senator Strzelczuk on hand. We'll hold Senator SR 10 for Senator Pershaw. Is that the one we could use a public hearing on? Because this is the only committee.
Yes, ma'am. And the next one is
okay. We're the only committee on SR 10 and SCR 33. So I will just open it if there's anyone to talk about. We did give an announcement. Let's go to Senate Bill 278. The first one, and it's an act relating to education for exceptional children.
Madam Chair, I move that SB 278 on the floor at Chair's discretion, ask unanimous consent.
All right, any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Could you get Senator Fisher here, please? Let's move then to Senator Pershaw. You can come up closer or join us here. Establishing a Senate Special Committee on Mental Health. Because this is the only committee of referral, although it's not necessary to have a hearing, I'd like to give an opportunity to the sponsor to be heard. So with that, we'd open a public hearing and ask if you have any comments, Senator.
Three people, no staff. Thank you, Senator Pershaw.
Three people, no staff. Right. Thank you, Madam Chair. That's why I wanted to come and just say a few words, because this, as you mentioned, it is the only referral. We've had long-standing involvement in trying to resolve the mental health lands court case. A couple of years ago, we had a special legislative committee that designed some resolution. We have been implementing that resolution ever since, and I have to tell you that there are some problems. There's problems in land appraisals, there's problems in the board construction. We had an intervening court case, the so-called Green Decision, which has broadened the trustees under to include DD people and alcohol related syndrome people. So it seems time to once again put some legislative energy during the interim to this, to design changes if need be to the board structure to oversee the program, and to also oversee the land appraisal problem, as well as the statutory changes that have been proposed in how we deal with mentally ill people, and also the funding of mental health programs. So
I suspect if we don't do it, we're facing more lawsuits.
We're going to be visited here. In fact, I have some visitors today. You all may be visited here in the next couple of days by people disgruntled with what we did or didn't do in our mental health funding this year. It's been a thin line we've been walking all along, and I think I did get some feedback today from the Mental Health Board. They reviewed the legislation, they approve it. I mean, they like it, they think it's needed. I talked to DNR folks today. They think it would benefit their activities. So, and as Senator Kelly mentioned, it is without cost. I mean, it would be our own staff, our own capability, and our own travel within leadership funds that we would handle all this.
Good. Any questions, Senator Pershaw? Senator Lashley?
I have one question. You know, obviously, the House is going to be involved in this in one manner or another down the road. Why isn't this a joint committee by maybe three from the House or three from the Senate in order to probably keep the House up at least informed of what's going on? Don't you think it's you have to sort of re-educate them after you've done something? We're running out of time, or is that?
I totally agree. My first intention was to have a joint committee. We got obviously delayed. I introduced the bill 426. I spoke with the president, and frankly, his counsel was it was so late in the session. We didn't want to risk not having something in place. Should this pass, it would be my intention to invite the chair of the House Hess Committee, invite others in the House who have participated before in this to participate in our meetings, because I think you're absolutely right. It really is something you got to involve your body.
Okay. Further questions? With that, we'd close the public hearing. Is anyone prepared to take any comment?
Madam Chair, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Resolution Number 10 be approved for calendaring at the Chair's discretion.
Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Thank you very much.
Note that Senators Katua and Rody are on hand. Did Mr. Fisher not want to?
Yes.
Oh, all right. We have SCR 33. Relating to Kenai as a bicentennial city in 1991. Again, this was not This was the only committee of referral, and so with that, I'd like to at least afford opportunity on the part of the... why don't you sit up here, Sandy, on the part of the sponsor to be heard, so it would open a public hearing. Sandy, are there brief comments?
I don't. I think it's self-explanatory, Madam Chairman. If you'll go through the resolution, it's just recognizing Kenai for their birthday celebration in 1991, and this was requested by the city.
Are there any questions of the representative of the sponsor? Not. We'll close the public hearing.
I'd move that name to send that SCR 33 be approved.
Can I recognize Mrs. Rice?
Do I hear any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. HB 5, which is an act amending the composition and membership of the Correctional Institute Industries Commission, is before us. Senator Petrula.
I move that HB 5 include Foundry.
I hear any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. We have HB 96, an act extending the termination date of the Board of Veterinarian Examiners, and that's been heard by the Labor and Commerce Committee and is one of the extension bills that we should take action on.
Madam Chairman, I move that House Bill 96 be approved for calendar with the Chair's discretion.
Unanimous consent?
Yes, ma'am.
Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. And we have finally HB 182, Labor and Commerce amended. This is relating to and eliminating certain exemptions from regulation of architects, engineers, and land surveyors, and again, to Labor and Commerce. Senator Pruitt.
I move that HB 182 be approved, countering the chairperson's discretion.
Do I hear any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Are there any more matters? Rules Committee is adjourned for today.